Thank you, dear friends, for coming to this third Sunday of Easter and also coming to honor our dear venerable Father Augustine Toughton. Thank you, Deacon Bill, for joining me at this Mass, and Dr. Avila Hendricks for not allowing me to say no. Listening to this historical account, because when you say the story of the resurrection is a story, it kind of loses some of its meaning, because it's actually a historical account. And listening to it, especially this passage, there's one thing that really struck me, since I don't have an hour to preach to you, that after all the experience that these men and women had, something spectacular is happening in this passage, that Peter wanted to go back to his usual way of life. Just imagine that. If I had that experience of knowing Jesus rose from the dead, seeing him, touching him, eating with him, my mind would be blown away for at least 2 weeks. But Peter was, it happened. He wanted to go fishing. That's what he knew. Dear friends, that's all he knew. All his life is fishing. So he wanted to go back to fishing. The message that struck me with that is that the Lord always meets you where you are. If you are a mother, you be your best mother, the best mother. If you're a dad, you be the best dad. Whatever you do, whatever you're doing, do it. The Lord will encounter you there. So he wanted to go fishing, but he had no idea what God was planning. And of course, he didn't catch anything. And the amazing thing, the other guys went along with him. That's what's spectacular about the God you and I worship. You may be a good person today, maybe a bad person tomorrow. You may do something wrong today, may do something good tomorrow. God is orchestrating everything in our lives. He's orchestrating everything in your life. If you and I would just stop and believe that, it would change your mind. It would change the way you think. So they went fishing, and God made it difficult, very difficult, because God was planning something when dawn comes. You didn't catch anything, children? Throw your net on the other side. And they were mesmerized. And it was Jesus. And he cooked breakfast for them. You know why I started this homily this way? It's because of Father Augustus. I cannot fathom, living in the 21st century, what that man had to go through. I can't fathom it. And by the way, we have to canonize his mom too. That woman was a rock. And of course, for him to have the faith that came from his mother, and for him to want to be a priest, and to continue to struggle to want to be a priest, and God was always guiding him, bringing one person or two along the way to help him. God meeting him as a child born into slavery, and God meeting him and propping him up and kept pushing him up and kept asking him. I don't even know if I would listen if I was in that state. But to be able to be in that state and listen to God, This man must have had incredible virtues that you and I can't fathom today. The virtues that are so worthy of emulation. Our God is not a fairy tale God. There's no mythology about this whole thing. The whole story about the resurrection, the whole story about Father Augustus' life, it's not mythology. Fantastic stories that are told about gods in relationship with human beings, it's none of those. God working with human beings, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the ugly, all messed up. And to allow this young man, Augustus, to grow up desiring to be a priest when he knew the chances of being one is almost zero. And he continued and became a priest. We praise God. Whoever you are, whatever your philosophy is, whatever you think about life, you have to admit this experience that Augustus had with the kind of God we worship is just way beyond human words. I don't have words to explain. I only have come here today to join you, to praise God, to thank God for this man's life, and to thank the eternal God who has all the time in the world. I don't have time. God has time. And to have taken these many years to recognize this man, I can only praise God for it. And I want to conclude my homily by telling you, you may not know, that there are 6 African Americans who are on the road to be canonized. 6 African Americans. And I can't wait. Hopefully, in my lifetime, at least 1 or 2 of them will be canonized. And of course, our venerable Father Toten. We also have venerable Pierre Toussaint, who was born enslaved. He gained success as a hairdresser and used his resources to serve the poor. We have servant of God, Mother Mary Lange. Mother Mary Lange was the founder of the Oblate Sisters of Providence and the first African-American superior of a religious order. Fathom that. We also have Venerable Henriette DeLille. Venerable DeLille was legally unable to join a religious order because she was black. She started the Sisters of the Holy Family, an order that is still in ministry today. I can't imagine that, but praise God. We also have servant of God, Julia Greeley. She became a free person and converted to Catholicism. And after that, she consecrated her life to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And then we have servant of God, Sister Thea Bowman. Sister Thea converted to Catholicism. She became a nun and dedicated her life to singing, teaching, and preaching in order to promote devotion to Jesus Christ. What these men and women had to go through is something I can't have words to explain. But like every man and woman struggling in the world today, we thank the God who makes it possible for a human being to do what they have done, for a person like Father Augustus to become a priest at the time when nobody wanted him. May God bless all of you who have the faith to open your heart, to open your mind, to see the dignity of the human person, to see the dignity of the human person. We can't claim to love God if we despise somebody else. It's almost impossible to say you love God. May God bless you, keep you safe, and grant you the grace and blessings that come from those who truly, truly worship him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.